الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in the last session we discussed the biography of Imam Abu Hanifa رحمه الله رحمة واسعة. Inshallah, in this session we will try to discuss the biography of another great genius and giant of Islam, who is also known and recognized as a world-renowned scholar, the founder of the Maliki school and madhab, who is none other than Imam Dar al-Hijrah, Malik bin Anas, rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a. Wallahi, words cannot do justice explaining the biography and the life of this great Imam of Islam. Who is Malik bin Anas? He is Imam Dar al-Hijrah, the Imam and the leader of Medina Munawwara. This great title was conferred on him by great ulama and scholars of their time. The hadith appears in Tirmidhi. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, يُوشِكُ أَن يَضْرِبَ النَّاسِ أَكْبَادَ الْإِبِلِ يَطْلُبُونَ الْعِلْمِ فَلَا يَجِدُونَ أَحَدًا أَعْلَمَ مِنْ عَالِمِ الْمَدِينَةِ. Soon a time will come, people will hit the flanks of the camels, meaning they will travel in search for ilm, in search for knowledge, and they will not find anyone more knowledgeable than the learned scholar of Medina Munawwara. According to Ibn Juraj and Sufyan bin Uyayna, two great authorities of hadith, that this prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to no one other than Imam Malik rahimahullah. Imam Malik rahimahullah achieved great achievements in the science of hadith, likewise in the science of fiqh and jurisprudence. He excelled in both fields. When he came to the science of hadith, he is one of those few a'imma and leaders of hadith and scholars of hadith who have been unanimously accepted as a hujja, as an authority, without facing any real criticism level against them. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah mentions that the most reliable chain of transmission, the most reliable sanad chain of transmission, is that of Imam Malik rahimahullah, when he narrates from his ustad Imam Nafi', who then narrates from his ustad Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, who then narrates from his ustad, who is none other than the paragon of Allah's creation, our illustrious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is known as silsilatul dhahab, the golden chain of narrators, which carried a lot of weight amongst the scholars of hadith. Likewise, Yahya bin Sa'id al-Qattan mentions regarding him that who is Imam Malik? He is Amirul Mu'mineen fil hadith. He is the leader of all the believers in the science of hadith. Likewise, we find in the science of fiqh and jurisprudence, his student Abu Mus'ab quotes him saying, مَا أَفْتَيْتُ حَتَّى شَهِدَ لِي سَبْعُونَ أَنِّي أَهْلٌ لِذَاكَ. That I did not give any fatwa or issue any verdict until 70 ulama, 70 scholars, they gave shahadat and testimony that I'm competent enough to issue fatwa and verdict. And furthermore, he is the founder of the Maliki school and madhab, which is indicative of his deep understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. This great Imam of Islam was born in year 93, and according to other scholars, he was born in year 95 AH, which means plus minus 82 or 84 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born in a very wealthy home in Medina Munawwara, and therefore he was given the privilege and the honor of studying under great scholars who lived in Medina Munawwara, the likes of Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, Imam Nafi', Zayd bin Aslam, Yahya bin Sa'id al-Ansari, and many other senior muhaddithin and scholars who lived in Medina Munawwara. And he had great regards, high regards, and great respect for these ulama in Medina, to such an extent that if they were united upon some issue or some verdict, he would regard this unanimity of theirs to be as if the consensus of the entire ummah. And therefore he will not even give any attention or entertain any thought to any view that did not correspond with the view of the ulama of Medina Munawwara. It is mentioned regarding him, he had deep and immense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also for this blessed Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To such an extent, he would not ride his animal within the boundaries of Medina Munawwara. Despite his old age, his weakness, his illness, he would say, La arkabu في مدينة فيها جثة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It does not befit me to ride my conveyance in the city wherein resides the blessed body of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. On one occasion, the Khalifa came to the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he began to debate with Imam Malik rahimahullah regarding some mas'ala. And the Khalifa began to raise his voice. Imam Malik rahimahullah became very upset, and he told him, "Mahlan, mahlan, take it easy, lower your voice. You're sitting in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you dare raise your voice in the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Allah says, "La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi." Do not raise your voice over the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then subhanallah, he says, "Wa inna hurmatahu mayyitan ka hurmatihi hayyan." The honor and the respect the Nabi of Allah demands from you and I, whether alive, whether in his grave, are both the same. And therefore, do not raise your voice in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine if this imam had to come in our time and see the current condition of the ummah. How much of pain would it have caused his heart? Likewise, he had this great desire to be a permanent resident of Madinah Munawwara. And therefore, it is mentioned that he wouldn't leave the boundaries of Madinah very often, because he had this fear, perhaps if he travels out of Madinah, he may pass away out of Madinah. And he had this burning desire to pass away in Madinah and to be buried in the graveyard of Sahaba, which is known as Jannatul Baqi'. He was very passionate when it came to the ahadith and narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to narrating the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would perform wudu and ablution. He would wear clean clothes. He would comb his beard, apply perfume and itar. He would even burn oud sticks in that place where he would sit and narrate the ahadith. With great honor and respect for the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would then teach his mubarak ahadith and narrations. Once, one of his students noticed that as he was teaching ahadith, his face was changing color. Allama Zarqani rahimullah mentions this in his commentary of Muwatta. His face was changing color and there was some pain caused to him. And then his student realized that there was a scorpion that was going again and again and stinging his back. But still he did not stop the lesson and continue teaching the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the lesson had terminated, the student approached him and he told him that, "I saw this scorpion causing you great harm and pain, but still you continue teaching the ahadith." He said, "It does not befit me to interrupt the lesson on the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just because of some pain that has been caused to my back." And with great love, he would teach the ahadith and narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outside his scholarly and academic achievements, he was also known for his piety, his sincerity, his humility, also his integrity. He courageously stood up to fight the various challenges of the time, to defend the haqq and the truth, and to fight batil and falsehood. On one occasion, the governor of Madinah Munawwara, he had forced all the residents of Medina to take the oath of allegiance on the hands of the Khalifa. Imam Malik rahimullah could not accept this. So he issued a verdict. He passed a fatwa that this oath of allegiance was not binding on the people of Medina, since this oath of allegiance was taken under duress and compulsion. When the governor of Medina heard about this fatwa and verdict of his, he became very upset and angry, and he commanded his soldiers to get him lashed and whooped very severely. And like this, Imam Malik rahimullah was lashed and whooped, and he was beaten up. But still he made sabr, he exercised patience. Like we did in the last session regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, he too exercised patience and made sabr. Sabr and patience was something common in the lives of most of these scholars and ulama. Whether Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Bukhari, most of these ulama had to undergo some difficulty in their lives. But after exercising patience and making sabr, things then turned around, the tables turned around, things then came in his favor, that the Khalifa then came to Makkah Mukarramah, wherein he met Imam Malik rahimahullah, and he clearly, openly apologized to him for what the governor had done to him. This was because of the sabr and the patience he exercised over the torture and the harm that was done to him. Ulama writes regarding his physical beauty. He was very beautiful, very handsome, very good looking, fair in complexion, tall in height. He had a white beard. And all the time he would adhere to the outer and the internal sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passed away in year 179 AH in Madinah Munawwara. And he is buried in Baqi'ul Gharqad. According to some ulama, he is buried very near the qabr and the grave of Ibrahim bin Muhammad, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And other ulama have mentioned that he is buried next to his ustad, Imam Nafi' rahimahullah. As you enter this graveyard, right at the entrance, you'll find two graves. One is the grave of Imam Nafi' and the other is the grave of Imam Malik rahimahullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this Mubarak city of his, as he had granted these ulama of the past. And may Allah grant us the understanding and the faqahat of deen that he granted to the scholars of the past. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
These 40 salat and salam in the Durood Sharif that we're reading, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi was a muhaddith of his time. He compiled these 40 durood. All these Durood Sharif appear in the ahadith of Rasulullah, from different ahadith narrations. In some of the kitabs, the prince will even see the reference given to which hadith kitab it is mentioned. So he made it easy for us to read the same words that appear in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has special angels whose only duty and task is to convey the salat and salam that we are reciting so far away from Madinah Munawwara, and they pass on the salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're sending the durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we've been exhorted in the hadith to send durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One durood sharif you recite, then Allah Ta'ala gives you 10 blessings, minimum 10 blessings, and 10 of your sins are forgiven. Then 10 of your stages are increased in paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, al-bakhiru man dhukirtu 'indahu falam yusalli 'alayya. That person, when my name is taken in his presence and he fails to send salam upon me or durood and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is a miser. So think of the sacrifices Rasulullah did for us. And by reciting durood sharif, we are benefiting ourselves. So inshallah, in these Mubarak nights, we are reading the durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the hope the angels will convey our salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل
محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومي ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد فما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد فما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد فما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
Once again, ponder over the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the jalal of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the generosity of Allah. We are His servants, we are taking His Mubarak name. Allah becomes so happy when we take His name. We are going to say, La ilaha illallah. This is the powerful kalima we discussed last two or three nights, regarding the virtues of La ilaha illallah. Tonight we're not going to go into those details, but at least think of the greatness of Allah when you're taking the name, or you're reciting the kalima, and when you take the name of Allah, take it with sweetness. In the world, when you call your beloved, your wife, or your child, you call with all sweetness. Yeah, take the name of your Allah. And just think that everything else is just you and Allah. And you're taking the name of Allah. You're singing the praise of your Allah. You're hymning the praises of your Allah. And everything is saying Allah with you. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The leaves and the trees are saying Allah. The insects and the birds are saying Allah. The stones in the mountains are saying Allah. The rivers and the oceans are saying Allah. The jinn are saying Allah. Mankind is saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. Everything is saying Allah. The entire world will continue remaining till there is a single person saying Allah, Allah. When there won't be one more person saying Allah, Allah, then the world will no longer exist.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا موز بلفد الله يا موز كريم رحيم الله يا الله يا نيم is so beautiful my Allah يا نيم is so sweet my Allah يا نيم is so soothing my Allah يا الله you are our creator you are our master our nourisher our cherisher. Ya Allah, you are, Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. We are your slaves. You created us, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, the heavens, the earth. Ya Allah, the animals, the jinn, the angels. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving. Ya Allah, you sent us into this world for a test, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we are failing miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, help us. Make us successful in this examination of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, too loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created so many opportunities for us to make amends, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Tonight is such an opportunity that you have given us, my Allah. You have brought us to your masjid, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got something to ask from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we are asking you from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Our hearts have become too filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made your dhikr, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts through the dhikr that we made, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts, my Allah. Give us your marifat, my Allah. Your recognition, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your tawheed, ya Allah. Your oneness, ya Allah. Your greatness, my Allah. Your supremacy, my Allah. Your grandeur, my Allah. Your majesty, my Allah. Your power, my Allah. Your love, my Allah. You are Al-Wadud, my Allah. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are full of compassion and love, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your beloved ones, my Allah. Make us your beloved ones, Ya Allah. Make us your faithful and loyal servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. We are asking you for help, my Allah. We are not going to any idol for assistance, my Allah. We are not worshipping anything else besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. Nothing is equal to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghani, you are independent, my Allah. You are Hamid, you are full of praise, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't even require us praising you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got billions of other creation besides us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but for us, we've got
got no other Allah besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands, ya Allah, in this large gathering, my Allah. There are so many pious of your servants, my Allah. They are elderly and weak ones like myself, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are masoom children sitting me up tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have made that sacrifice, my Allah, because they are seeking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are looking for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab, ya Allah, the riwayat, ya ibn Adam, in wajadtani wajadta kull shay. Oh, utlubni tajidni. Search for me, seek me, you will find me. If you find me, you have found everything. My Allah, we are seeking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your marifat, my Allah. Far too long we have just read in the books about marifat and people enjoying the recognition of Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your remembrance, my Allah. Make our hearts brim with your love, my Allah. Let our hearts shine and become bright again, my Allah. Help us to connect with you, my Allah. Make that bond and attachment with you a strong one, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not break again, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the little child, the toddler is learning how to walk, the parents are standing on the other side of the passage and the child takes a few steps. But before the child can fall, the parents come dashing forward and they save the child from falling because they love the child. My Allah, the love you have for us, the love you have for your makhluk is far greater than the love that the parents have for their child. My Allah, we are stumbling and falling, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faltering in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, we try our best, my Allah, and then we fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, we commit sins, my Allah. We disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We are trying to stand up again, my Allah, but we need you, my Allah. That parent gives his finger to the child. He holds the child's hand and so that the child can walk nicely again. My Allah, Ya Allah, grant us your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Grant us al-urwatul wuthqa lan fisama laha. Ya Allah, remove us from the darknesses of kufr and shirk and nifaq and bid'at, my Allah. From the zulumat and darkness of sins and ma'asiyat, my Allah, towards your nur, my Allah. Make us become obedient servants, my Allah. Make us be amongst all those people whom you have praised again and again in your kalam, in your Quran, in Majid, my Allah. Make us be true ummatis of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, overlook our mistakes, overlook our blunders, overlook our faults, overlook our errors, overlook our sins, my Allah. Overlook our vice and evils, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you guide us, my Allah. Don't take us to haram, my Allah. As much as nafs and shaitan will pull us towards haram, my Allah, you take us away from haram, my Allah. كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Ya Allah, we read about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he sought refuge in you, my Allah, you averted, you removed that zina, and you removed all evil away from him, my Allah. And he was your chosen from amongst the chosen servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, choose us to be amongst your chosen ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot be anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was a seal of prophethood, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we can become from your awliya, my Allah. We can become from your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures, my Allah. If you include us also in the list of your friends, my Allah, Ya Allah, you lose nothing, my Allah. We will gain, my Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures are full and full, my Allah. You give and nothing becomes decreased from your treasures, my Allah. Tonight we are asking from that treasures of yours, my Allah, that you have mentioned in the Quran, ma indakum min yanfad wa ma indallahi baq, that your treasures always remain. What we have will come to an end, my Allah, from your unlimited treasures, my Allah. Bless every single person who is here tonight, my Allah. Every single person listening to this program, my Allah. Every single person in every masjid, my Allah. In every musalla, in every home, my Allah. Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. In Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Whichever part of the world he may be, my Allah. Whichever part of the world she may be, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us strength again, my Allah. Give us the nur of taqwa.
Tawbah, my Allah. Give us istiqamat and steadfastness, my Allah. Ya Allah, what a beautiful night it is tonight, my Allah. You alone know whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr. If tonight is Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, do not deprive any one of us of the blessings, the rewards, the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Don't deprive our family members, my Allah. Don't deprive our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, even that sinner, my Allah. Grant him hidayah tonight, my Allah. Give him tawfiq of making tawbah, my Allah. We are the sinners sitting in your masjid tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot terminate the dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, how can we complete our dua, my Allah? Ya Allah, we are begging you at least, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us now, my Allah. Accept us, my Allah. Accept our dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will get tired, my Allah. You never become tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never become sleepy, my Allah. Sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. You are Hayy and Qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, you require nothing to exist, my Allah. You always existed, my Allah. You will always remain, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Zahir and Batin. You are Awwal and Akhir, my Allah. We ask you tonight for your beautiful names, my Allah. Your Ismi Azam, that any person takes that name of yours, his duas are answered. Ya Allah, we did not know your Ismi Azam, my Allah. Whatever your Ismi Azam is, my Allah. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rauf, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna, Ya Kareem. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. And don't make us go back to the sins, especially after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we can see how rapid the days are moving, my Allah. The signs of Qiyamah are all in front of us. When Qiyamah will take place, only you know, my Allah. When Dajjal will appear, you know, my Allah. Protect our Iman, my Allah. Protect our Iman, my Allah. The challenges have become very heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, the challenges have become very daunting, my Allah. For young and old, my Allah. We are surrounded by such a filthy environment, my Allah. One step out of the masjid and their temptations, my Allah. Protect our Iman. Don't make us lose our Iman. Don't make any one of our progeny lose his Iman, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are taking those baby steps towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, come running towards us, my Allah. Ya Allah, engulf us with your rahmat and mercy, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for your pleasure, my Allah. Wa ridwanuhu min Allahi akbar. Dhalika huwa al-fawzul azim, my Allah. You will become pleased with us, my Allah. If you are pleased with us, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Despite our weaknesses, my Allah. Cover our faults. Remove our faults. May Allah wipe out our faults and errors and mistakes and vice and evil, my Allah. May give us the tawfiq of reforming ourselves, my Allah. Help us to make islah of ourselves, my Allah. May Allah unite our hearts, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكرنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يلا grant all of us إخلاص in our عبادات in our programs in our دعاء يا الله don't let it happen يا الله that we do anything for show, my Allah, and then you will reject it, my Allah. Ya Allah, in tonight's Taraweeh, the ayat was repeated. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. Ya Allah, we think we are doing good in this world. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, when it will be apparent that nothing was accepted, my Allah, we will be doomed, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Grant us sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us sincerity and acceptance, my Allah. Make us from your maqbool bandas, your mahboob bandas, your muqarrab bandas, my Allah. Give us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us the highest position in jannat. Protect us from the azab of qabr. Protect us from the azab of jahannam. Emancipate our souls from the fire of jahannam. Don't take us near jahannam even. Make us go straight into jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. La yata'azamuhu shay. This is the words of Rasulullah. That nothing is big and difficult for Allah Ta'ala. That nothing is difficult for you to fulfill our du'as, my Allah. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana, wa ajib da'watana, wa thabbit hujjatana, wa snul sakhimata sudurina, wa thabbit hujjatana. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah, Ya Allah, answer our du'as, my Allah. 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 Answer us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ in tonight's Tarawih. Ya Allah, you have said, اُدْعُونِي, make du'a to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will respond to your du'a. I will answer your du'a. Ya Allah, we are not amongst those who have turned away from making du'a. Out of your kindness, you gave us the ability to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, now we are begging, my Allah. In the dunya, a beggar will beg and beg. He will persist until he's given something. He will not leave the person. Ya Allah, a hungry dog goes from one butcher to the other butcher to the third butcher until he's given a piece of bone, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other person to go besides you, my Allah. We are knocking at your door tonight, my Allah. Open your doors, my Allah. Open your doors, my Allah. Grant us all our hajat and du'as. Accept us now, my Allah. You chose Sahaba, my Allah. You accepted them, my Allah. You chose different people in this world, my Allah. You made them your friends, my Allah. We cannot become Anbiya. We cannot become Sahaba. We cannot become Tabi'in, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are right in the end, my Allah. Ya Allah, but accept us from your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us awliya-i kamilin siddiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the qualities of Rasulullah. Give us the sunnah of Rasulullah. Make us love every single sahabi of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, the beautiful lives, ya Allah. Help us to emulate them, my Allah. They were shining stars. You had mentioned, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. You gave them guarantee of jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you have mentioned, waladina taba'uhum bi ihsan. And those who follow them with kindness and good deeds, ya Allah, you are pleased with them also. Give us a tawfiq of being like the sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. So many were with us, my Allah, previous Ramadan, my Allah. Especially from this masjid, we lost so many musallis, my Allah. Near and dear ones, my Allah, who would frequent the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are not longer anymore with us, my Allah. But give them, Ya Allah, remove any azab from the qabr if they are suffering any azab, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, and especially all those who are sick, Ya Allah, in hospitals at home. Grant all of them shifa. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun wa salamun ala المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.